Coach Allen.
Who's playing the running back?
You want to play?
Sure.
No. Both Darren and Goody did not practice today. I'm not going to make any decision on whether they're playing or not until Friday after practice. We'll see how the rest of the week plays out. Obviously we've got a plan in place if either or both of those guys are not able to play.
The fact that you didn't sign someone reflects that you think that they're closer than
I think it's a reflection that we feel like we've got some guys in-house that we feel like, can step in if need be. And that's the way it is at, anywhere in the NFL. I mean, it's really a next man up philosophy. And we're going to have to count on some guys to step up potentially and fill a bigger role. So we'll know more at the end of the week exactly what we got to do.
Could it be so you always strive for balance, obviously, but could it be a situation that you're more comfortable just not worrying about the balance and using the guys that you have to try and execute a game plan rather than?
Well, I think at the end of the day, the biggest key is developing a game plan that you think gives you the best chance to have success. And I've said that before. I mean, whether it's running it 50 times or throwing it 50 times, I mean, we've got to do what we feel like gives us the best opportunity to have success. And then once you get into the game, sometimes you got to make adjustments. And we'll have a game plan, that we feel like gives us a chance to be successful against Baltimore.
Is it one of these things where you sit down with both backs, kind of explain the situation to them, or just as far as them kind of day to day, I guess, essentially?
Oh, I think we're all well aware what their situation is. I mean, so I don't think they need me to explain it to them. I mean, they got ankle injuries and they got to rehab and get better and be aggressive with it and get better as soon as possible. And that's what they're doing.
Goodson's MRI was negative.
Both of them are negative.
Is there a degree assigned to the level of sprain each guy has?
No. It's sprained ankle.
You could say they're not out.
No, I don't anticipate that at all.
Is one guy ahead of the other?
They're both kind of in about the same boat.
What are your initial thoughts on the Baltimore Ravens and playing them in their place?
They're an exceptional football team. They've been very successful under this head coach. John Harbaugh has done an outstanding job with the team. I think they got it. They're another one of those teams that has the formula for success. They know how to win, and they're extremely tough to play in that building. So obviously we got our work cut out for us.
What makes them so tough back there? 14 in a row at home and 19 out of
Well, I mean, obviously it's the environment to play in is a tough environment for the road team to go and play in. But the biggest thing is they got good players and they're well coached. And that's, that's what really makes for home field advantage.
Carson's had a lot of success against them.
Well, yeah, I mean, we obviously, he knows this team. He played a lot against the Ravens, a lot of times. So I think he fully understands what type of game it's going to be. And we talk to him and get thoughts and ideas, as we do every week, from a game plan standpoint, what he's comfortable with and what we feel like can be effective against him.
Is Rice a similar back when people think Martin Rice sort of get compared?
Yeah, I believe so. Like I said last week, Shiano, compared the two, and he coached both of them, so he would know best. But they look very similar on tape.
What do you guys need to work on today?
Well, we got to fit it better, and we got to tackle better. And at the end of the day, that was the theme the other day, and that's going to be the theme of the week. We've got to do a great job of tackling and swarming this running back because I think they probably take a little bit of the same philosophy as Tampa, and they'll I believe they'll try to run the ball some against us.
Tolleson said after the game, look, it was awful, but let's not overthink it. Let's just fix it and move on. Is that kind of the way that you see?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the big picture, when we've really struggled, it's been it's been a big struggle. But there's been a lot of times where we've played the run exceptionally well. So we know we're capable of playing the run well. But at the end of the day, you got to go out and execute it on game day, and that's what we got to do. Well, we got him active. I anticipate him playing. I anticipate him filling the role as a linebacker and playing a little bit of linebacker and also playing on special teams.
The knock on Baltimore for a long time was that they didn't throw the ball very well, and their passing game has evolved quite a bit. They have Torrey Smith and Anquan Boldin. How do you see their passing game in Joe Flacco?
Well, I think the quarterback's really good, you know, and I think they've got, you know, Anquan Boldin's an experienced receiver. You know, I think they've got some good tight ends that they can throw the ball to. Torrey Smith is an outstanding weapon down the field. You know, Ray Rice is another, you know, talent that they have that they can use in the passing game. So I think when you got a really good quarterback like they do and you got some weapons, you know, it makes for a formidable challenge.
To have like 40 points, if it is an 8 straight games in the last 2 minutes of the first half, put all those scores up late, and I think you have 6 other points throughout the second quarter all year. And how do you reconcile being that good late in the half and then struggling so much to score before you get there?
You know, really, if I had the answer to that, you know, I'd have it fixed. And that's something that, you know, as we've gone through the year, we're attempting to try to figure that out. But we have been good in the last 2 minutes of the first half and been able to move the ball and score points. And we got to find a way to transfer that into other parts of the game.
How close is he?
Rusty, but improved. Improved. I'm optimistic, but. You know, I'll know more at the end of the week whether or not he'll have a chance to be active for this game or not.
They're actually considering. That's a pretty fast.
I'm gonna consider it. I don't know what the decision is going to be made yet, but the good thing is we don't have to make that decision today. We get a chance to watch him all week in practice, and then we can make a decision.
What did you see from Asante yesterday?
He moved around a little bit better. He's still not ready yet, but we're making progress. So hopefully the progress will speed up. You know, in the next few days.
How's Desmond Bryan out there? Like, originally you said he didn't know if he'd be out here today. What?
Yeah, well, he went through some regimented tests. I believe it was on Tuesday. And, you know, all the doctors involved have cleared him for full participation. So that being the case, we decided, you know, he ought to be out here practicing.
Seymour's missed a decent amount of in-week practices. Now there's a hamstring added to the list.
Yeah, he got a hamstring. Didn't really know the extent of it after the game. But after getting some treatment, you know, Monday and Tuesday, you know, we felt like holding him out of practice today. He'll be another guy that we'll have to see where he's able to be at the end of the week. But he does have a hamstring.
Is there one thing that kind of swayed you to activate Curry that really convinced you, yeah, this guy can help us?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it had a lot to do with, you know, getting another veteran experienced linebacker that can get out there and help us, you know, and potentially even spell some guys so everybody doesn't have to play quite so many plays all the time. Okay. So, you know, I think as many good players as you can have, as many experienced players as you can have, the better off you're going to be.
Bartell's progress still in the upswing?
Yeah, I feel good about where Ron Bartell is.
That's still something you don't have to do until Saturday, is that correct?
Yeah, actually, we can't make any type of move on him till Saturday. But, you know, again, we'll evaluate him throughout the week. And then that's the great thing about this is you don't have to make any decisions till the end of the week.
Taiwan, next guy in line at running back. And what have been your impressions this year back in camp and through the season?
Well, he's been a little up and down. I mean, it's been, you know, a little injury prone or injury plagued, however you want to say it. And so it's been kind of tough to evaluate because, you know, he's missed some time. But we got confidence in Taiwan. And, you know, if he's called on to step in there and play, then we fully anticipate him stepping in and being able to perform and do his job.
He's time for one more, guys.
Is he being every down back, or is he probably more of a?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. You know, but you know, if he's called on to do that, then that's when we'll know.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Is this Stewart also in the mix, or not really?
Potentially, yes. Okay.